this episode of the Word Alive podcast, we're going to focus in on the Advent season. The word Advent comes from a Latin term, Adventus, which means coming or arrival. It is during the Advent season that the church takes time to reflect and anticipate the coming of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Advent focuses in on four terms: hope, peace, love, joy. In Hebrews, the 6th chapter, verses 19 and 20, the biblical writer gives us a glimpse into hope through Jesus. We have this, a pure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Hope in Jesus. Peace. In Isaiah, the 9th chapter and verse number 6, Isaiah says, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Isaiah is telling us that through Jesus, there is peace. In Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verses 38 through 40, Jesus details the great and first commandment. It says, "This is the great and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Love is a central tenet in the teachings of Jesus. And finally, after the wall of Jerusalem has been rebuilt, Nehemiah in the 8th chapter, the 10th verse, says unto us, "Then he said to them, go your way, eat the fat and drink sweet wine, and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready. For this day is holy to our Lord, and do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The Advent season is telling us, even in this fallen world, that through Jesus, there is hope, there is peace, there is love, and there is joy. And therefore, I say to each and every one of you, Jesus is the light of the world. Let us engage in anticipation of the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas to each and to every one of you.